The day is just about here. Election day is this Tuesday. Brings our 2022 voting period to the end. We have election day itself on Tuesday. We've had in-person early voting going on, as well as voting by mail. Going to focus, for the obvious reason, since we're based in New Jersey, on the rules, the laws in this state. If you want to find out, if you're listening on the stream, about the hows and whys of voting in your state, best place to start looking is your county clerk's office or the overall website for your county. That'll be your starting point to find out more if you have any questions. Guess we should start with in-person early voting because that ends today. You have until 6 p.m. to vote through that process. Vote-by-mail ballots can be picked up until 3 p.m. tomorrow by returning the vote-by-mail application in person to your county clerk's office. You have three ways to return your ballot: mail, official drop box, or taking it to your county board of elections office in person. Mail-in ballots have to be postmarked on or before 8 p.m. on election day, and they have to be received by your county board of elections on or before 6 days after the election. With the secure ballot drop box, you can place it into one of those by 8 p.m. on election day, or you can deliver your ballot in person to your county's board of elections office, again by 8 p.m. on election day. Take note of this, too. Mail-in ballots cannot be returned to your early polling location or to your polling place. Now, if you want to find your polling location, go to vote.nj.gov. They'll clue you in there. If you've received your vote-by-mail ballot, but you've not voted, you can only vote by paper provisional ballot at your polling place. Now, what is a provisional ballot, you ask? Well, that's cast by a voter if your eligibility can't be confirmed at the polls on election day, or if you've applied for a vote-by-mail ballot. Now, if after the election it's determined that the voter who cast the provisional ballot was indeed eligible to vote, then your ballot is counted as an official vote. Now, here's when you have the right to vote by provisional ballot. You believe you are entitled to vote, but your name is not on the poll list of voters. You've moved recently within your county, and you haven't registered at your new address. You're a first-time voter, and you did not provide the accepted form of ID when you registered to vote, and you did not bring it with you on election day. Which, wouldn't that mean you were driving without your driver's license? That's not a good thing either. Anyway, now you have to bring an acceptable ID to the appropriate county office within 48 hours of voting for your provisional ballot to be counted. Poll workers have to give you a form that tells you where the office to bring your ID is located. Another reason, too, for a provisional ballot: you requested a mail-in ballot, but you did not receive it in time. Might be asking, will my other votes be counted if I choose not to vote in any one specific race on the ballot? If you want to leave a race or even a ballot question blank, your other votes, they get counted. Now, how do you know if you vote by mail that your ballot was actually received? Well, you can check on that. It's one of those long websites. Get ready for this. nj.gov/state/elections/vote-track-my-ballot. You know what's easier? Just go to nj.gov and look for the Track My Ballot portal. You can also contact your county clerk, too. They have a way to track to make sure that your vote-by-mail ballot was received. Now, what if you believe that there's a voter fraud or an election crime taking place? State has a number for that: 1-877-NJ-VOTER. And that's 1-877-NJ-VOTER. Referenced ID before. Do you have to show ID on election day if you're a first-time voter? Yeah, you do. You have to provide ID if you registered by mail and didn't provide the proper ID, or the information you did give was not able to be verified. Now, let's spend a moment with poll watchers, because that seems to be a bit of a confusing issue. A lot of people think they can show up at any polling location with their lawn chair and cooler. I'm going to be a poll watcher today. I'm going to watch out. I'm fighting voter fraud. And it doesn't work that easy, at least in New Jersey. Some states it does, not New Jersey. You have to be registered as a voter in the district in which you are appointed to serve as an official poll watcher. County committee chairs for political parties can appoint two challengers. That's what they're technically called per election district. Candidates can also serve as a challenger or appoint two challengers in each of the districts. County board may, in its discretion, appoint two challengers each to represent proponents or opponents of a public question. The appointment of or application for challengers has to be filed with the county board and no later than the second Tuesday before Election Day. And yes, every challenger gets to wear a badge. No, you can't borrow Herschel Walker's.